looks pretty funny. Look like I'm looking at my husband right now. Just kidding.
Well, that's a good intro. Welcome to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today in my chair and on our podcast, I have the sexy and gorgeous Sean Love from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Yes.
Yay. And Sean is on VH1. Every week you've been on there, right?
Every Monday.
Every Monday. How's it been being a reality TV star?
A lot of people notice me now. I've always been a boss. But more people are noticing me now. And I love everyone. So sometimes it gets a little frustrating when I don't have the time to spend as much time as I want with some of my fans.
Yeah, you must get recognized a lot because this is a dramatic woman wearing all leopard, gorgeous hair, big nails, big shoes. Love it.
Everything I do is big.
Yes.
Especially my high maintenance with you in here.
Well, one of the things I love about you is you're pretty open about what you do. And like me, you're a big advocate for women taking care of their beauty. You can't just leave it all to Mother Nature.
Exactly.
Women and men, actually.
Yeah.
Both of us.
I noticed that a lot of African-American women, we don't, we believe in washing our face with alcohol, and that's going to clear everything. And when I grew up, my grandma used to always like scrub your face and neck with alcohol.
Are you serious?
Yes. And that
really
was
like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. And that was our regimen growing up. That was our skin regimen. Every day before we left, we scrub it with alcohol, and every night we went to sleep, we scrubbed it with alcohol.
Wow. Okay. That's really bad for the skin.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes, it's super drying, and your skin actually needs less washing. There's a lot of research these days that suggests that bacteria on the surface of the skin is necessary for good skin health. And the oils are so important, too.
You know the drops you gave me for under my eyes?
Yes, our hyaluronic serum, or is that the eye cream?
The hyaluronic serum. I'm not just saying this for anything, but that stuff really works. My husband uses it, and it's so funny. I was like, get your own stuff. He was like, that stuff really works. But he doesn't want anyone to know that he uses it.
I know. You know what? My husband also started borrowing from my side of the bathroom counter.
Yes.
Yes, and finally I brought him his own bottles to just use. So it's the hyaluronic serum is excellent. It absorbs 1,000 times its weight in water. It's probably one of our best sellers. It's like a cult favorite. But it makes your skin just dewy and fresh. It's really amazing.
Yeah, a lot of men, you know, take their skin for granted as well. Men should do the same thing women do. You know, sometimes they lose density in their face as well. So, I recommend for men, a well-kept man, just like he gets his nails, you know, pedicure, manicure, I think he should take care of his face and skin as well.
We should totally do a podcast on a well-kept man. I like that.
Yes. Yes. Ain't nothing like yes. A well-kept, smelling good man.
Good-smelling man. Yeah, there's nothing worse than a guy that never takes care of his feet or his face. You know, like, really, these things don't last if you don't take care of them. So I'm doing right now a little touch of under-eye filler. Are you feeling anything right there? Hopefully not.
No,
I don't feel anything. Okay, good. Perfect. And you've had under-eye filler with me before.
I have.
What did you think? Was it pretty life-changing?
Yes, it was very, it was noticeable immediately, and I swear by it. So even when I don't need anything done to my face, one thing I can say is I look at my face and be like, well, I don't see anything, but maybe I can go in and see if Dr. K can see something. I want something done.
Oh, my gosh. Prevention. It's all about prevention. So yes. Don't wait till you have a problem and you see, like, sagging, drooping, and, you know, skin changes. You should do it early.
Yeah. I'm in here once a month. For sure. I come in. I try my best to come in because it's like getting your hair, your nails, your lashes, all of that done.
My God, it's a lot of work to be a well-kept woman, isn't it?
Yes. And I don't mind saying it. I tell my husband I'm high maintenance, and he complains about how much money I spend. And my comment to that is make more money.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You have to invest in yourself. You're your own best investment. So, in fact, I don't understand women who put a lot of money into purses, shoes, and things that are really just like materialistic, like put it in yourself. Either make your brain better or your body or your face, you know.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Yes.
Tell me what your philosophy is for like African American skincare, because there's like a little bit of a mythology about black don't crack and you don't have to take care of your skin, but you do.
Yeah, a lot of us think, oh, she fake if she go get Botox and this and that, but honestly, Botox and all of that, it's not adding anything to you. It's actually keeping you where you're supposed to be. It's preventative maintenance. It stops you from looking like you got, you know, some black don't crack, but some does. But whoever, you know, you always need maintenance. So I suggest to everyone that you know, wants to look, you know, young, youthful, and fresh, you know, go do something, you know, just make sure you're doing the right thing and don't just go to a place where you can get waxed and your nails done at the same time to get injected or have someone playing in your face. You have to go to a real doctor.
It's pretty scary. The number of women who tell me that they just had something done is because some friend of them told them they should do it in someone's garage or with someone who's reportedly a nurse who's not really a nurse. You know, that is just frightening.
Very. Trust me, I know a lot of people that get these booty shots, a guy come over to their house and inject them in the butt in their living room, you know, and stuff like that. I'm like,
Have you known anybody who had a bad reaction or a problem?
Yes, several people. It's one girl on the show with me, Kay Michelle. Mm-hmm. She on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. She had a situation and it was life changing to her, to where she was literally crying, having to go have surgeries, and they actually had to cut her and get it all out of her butt.
I'm sorry, a little pinch.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So they had to get it all out of her. So, you know, she's happy now, she looks amazing.
Was it silicone?
I don't know what she got, but she did something. And then I had another friend, everywhere the injections were, she got big black sores there.
Oh God, that just scares me to death that people want to take their health into, you know, why risk it for a few $100s? Just don't do it if you're not going to do it right.
Right.
Just don't do it. Don't risk your health.
For sure.
Yeah. You've had an experience with some keloids. So I wanted to talk, one of the things I want to talk about today on this podcast is about scarring and like what people can do if they have deep scars.
So I've been getting plastic surgery. I had 4 kids by the time I was 20 some years old. So I had a tummy tuck, and from my tummy tuck, I noticed I had like really thick scarring.
Mm-hmm.
And so to make it flat, I get Kenalog injections.
Yeah, you have keloids. So keloids are thickened, overgrown, hypertrophic scars, or, you know, sometimes people's skin tends to not heal in smooth planes. It gets like rough, angry scars.
Yes.
Yeah, so and you dark. Have that.
Yeah, so I get Kenalog injections and flatten it out and make it look as presentable as possible, but it will always be a scar there. So you have to be very careful of who's doing your cuts. Make sure they're very precise how they're cutting you. Regardless of how they cut you, though, you can still scar really badly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that people don't realize enough like how important the character and personality of your surgeon is. Just because, like, they need to be a perfectionist. They can't be someone who, at the last minute, is going to rush through and do things, you know, half-assed. Like, you got to do the surgery. Every last stitch has to be placed with the idea that this is someone's beauty and we got to take care of them and line things up nicely. And if you have darker skin type, you better ask your surgeon about, what's my chance of getting a keloid? And, you know, how often do you get patients get keloids?
Most people who do get keloids, they know they have keloid skin, and they still opt to get the surgery.
It's true, huh? But at least that way you knew what you were getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have keloids, try to never get piercings, try to never get tattoos or anything like that, because that's going to be definitely a risk for you.
The tattoos, I've never had a problem with. They don't go as deep.
Yeah.
I notice it from just when I'm cut deep. Like maybe a scar or cut or something, but the needle, I've got tattoos everywhere.
The number one reason people get keloids is when there's tension on the wound. So like heavier tissues, like the breast area, tends to cause tension, right? The wound has to support a lot of weight, so the tissues will stretch, and that's where you get keloids. How are you doing here with your under eyes?
I'm good.
Well, we talk, we're poking Sean, and she's being a trooper. You feel anything there?
No, I don't feel that.
Okay, perfect. We're almost done. And if we know that you're keloid prone, we actually will treat you with Kenalog shots right after surgery, maybe right around the 3 or 4 week mark is where we first start to see overgrowth of scar tissue. And we use silicon, which is, you know, a polymer, which we use as a silicon tape or pads that we put on to help the scars heal flat. The fibroblasts of the skin want to get all jumbly and get in there in a thick manner, and we want them to behave and lay flat. So definitely if you're having tummy tuck, boob job, any of those surgeries where there's big amounts of tissue that get lifting and support that needs support, you're going to think about Kenalog after surgery. You're going to think about silicone tapes and pads too. You probably had to use those, right?
Yes.
Any good surgeon will make you use those.
Yeah. I didn't see a big significant difference. The only difference I see is with the Kenalog.
Yeah, the Kenalog helps a lot. And so we've done some great work with your keloid scars, flattening them out really nice and pretty. And if you have them, don't live with them. Honestly, I see some people that have, like, for 20 years have a thick, ropey looking, ugly scar.
Yes.
And it's so simple to flatten it out. Yes. And also, scar revision surgery is a good option too.
Yes.
Yeah, so we can also remove the scar, redo the scar, and close things nicely. So today we did a couple of fun things for you. Doing Kybella for your little double chin. Kybella is our fat melting shot. And we also did the necklines. For the tech necklines, we used an injectable filler to soften the lines. And we did under eye filler. So you've been such a great patient.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And you're like my...
I'm looking amazing, right?
Yes. She's like one of my confidence role models. So all you girls out there should go and follow. How can my followers and listeners find you?
Shaun Love Anderson on Instagram is S-H-U-N Love.
And then you sell some cool products too. What do you have out there on the market right now? Your t-shirts that are super funny.
Yeah, my t-shirts are, they say Old Bitches Winning. My book come out Black Friday, Old Bitches Winning. And the reason I say Old Bitches Winning is because a lot of young kids always say, that old bitch or whatever when they get frustrated. But honestly, you have to live to get old.
Yeah.
You know, so I embrace me being over 40 and looking freaking amazing. So
freaking amazing. I agree. Yes. Yeah. Us little bitches got to stay together.
Yeah. Oh, bitches winning.
I like that.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much for trusting me with your gorgeous face.
Thank you.
And I wish you lots of luck and a great season ahead.
Thank you so much. I really
My
appreciate
pleasure.
You guys.
And that's everything for now. You guys, thanks so much for tuning into Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. You can find me on my amazing Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same. And don't forget to try that awesome hyaluronic serum and my neck cream, all these amazing products you can try online. Stay beautiful.